The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day morning. It's Wednesday here, 8 o'clock a.m. Central Time on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. One thing we didn't get to mention in the first hour is to say a prayer, if you would, for Sam and Byron Van Pelt, who are both suffering from pain. Sam had heart issues. Byron has had back surgery. They're trying to recover from that. And you just pray that pray for their continued healing, if you would, and also pray for those people in Florida and everyone in the path of that storm, that they figure out ways to stay safe and keep themselves out of harm's way. Now that we got that out of the way, and sorry that, you know, we meant to get to that the first hour. Deborah Tavares joins us again on the Power Hour. She is a third-generation land developer of residential construction, has been self-employed, which is admirable, family-operated business for over 30 years, specializing in land feasibility studies, acquisitions, and building permit processes, which, of course, requires environmental impact reports, furnishing the Department of Real Estate subdivision requirements and the entire construction build-out to completion. With all these rules and regulations, she became very much aware of the UN's Agenda 21 and what they're trying to accomplish, and, of course, she's spreading the word, getting the word out, exposing the connections between these mysterious global trends of man-made and corporate military-controlled technologies, weaponized frequencies. Everybody's been ranting and raving about what's going on over in Maui with the fires, the parallels between what's going on there, what happened in Northern California, what happened in Colorado, directed energy weapons, and so much of this research has crossed her plate, and she's here to share it with us. Good morning, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Everyone that's listening, again, my name is Deborah Tavares. I run StopTheCrime.net, which is my main website. If you go and sign up, you'll get the email blast that we send out. If you haven't signed up and you want to look back at some email blasts, you can do that as well. I highly recommend that. And again, that is my main website. I also run primarywater.org. We are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. It's under the ground. It's not atmospheric rain and snowmelt. We have yet again been deceived about the origins of water. And I don't know how much I'll get to that in the program today, because certainly we're talking about the directed energy weapons and what we face in fire season right now. I also run the website ToxicSky.org, and I would like everyone to please go to ToxicSky.org at the top. You will see the unfinished third documentary entitled Unconventional Gray by Michael Murphy. And this film that he created has been missing since 2016, the year that Michael had planned to release it. Unconventional Gray builds a picture of how geoengineering and not climate change cover the story, leads straight into the UN sustainable development, the carbon sales, UN Agenda 21 and 2030, the master plan. In fact, geoengineering, with all of its political muscle, is the price of admission to world government, as well as the biggest transfer of wealth to the rich ever. So please show screenings of this film, make copies of it, get this out far and wide. It's very important, very, very important. Again, that's entitled Unconventional Gray, and it was stumbled onto by accident. This was never to have been released. So please, ToxicSky.org, share Michael's tribute to his life far and wide. Also, I recently did a show. It's entitled Maui Attacked by More Than You Think. You can go again to stopthecrime.net. I would ask that everyone share that far and wide. I want to go over a number of things in this show, and I'm going to be talking as quickly as I can. But today is Wednesday. It's August the 30th of 2023. And I want everybody to know that we are being besieged right now by manufactured fires that are here in Northern California that were initiated days back by lightning strikes. And, of course, I hope by now all of you realize that lightning strikes can be created and are created by weapons systems. So this is what they're telling us today. And the reason I'm going to go over this is very important, because this we're all going to face. So they're telling us today that we have a high risk in Northern California, and we have to brace for power outages amid smoky skies. Now let's pause for this in a moment, because power outages, we all have to prepare for outages. I have a friend in Florida right now, and we've talked about what they need to do for power outages. And there are many things you can do. I'm going to throw out a few ideas right now, because many of you won't have generators, but you need to have things that you can open up with a non-electric can opener and things you can eat. And you have to stock up on water. Right now, of course, I'm hearing from my friends in Florida that water now has been sold out, and they can't put any more gas. The gas stations are closed because there has been contamination, intentional contamination, apparently. At any rate, the gas stations are closed out. So they're going to be, the military is going to be obstructing any evacuations. This is the plan. This is what is happening. This happened here in our fires of 2017, where people were on their own, just as what we saw in Paradise, and very similar to what we see in Maui. But Maui has some additional new technology that's been used on it as well. So getting to today, prepare for power outages. I suggest that everybody have a power outage party. Tape all of your light switches so you don't inadvertently flip them on, and spend 2 or 3 days minimum without using any electricity. That will include no water usage as well. Take notes of all the things you will need, because you will need them. Make no mistake about this. Our power is being turned off. In fact, we're being transitioned off of the legacy power from telephone poles and power poles and lines to microgrids. And we won't be in microgrids, guys. This is going to keep commerce going, and certain areas will be on microgrids. Well, what is a microgrid? A microgrid are the transition from electricity to renewables powered by solar and battery backup. Now, I want to add this also. If you have an electric vehicle or you have an electric bike, do not store them anywhere near your home, because these things degrade and blow up. Many of you may have noticed during the Hurricane Ida in Florida that they were pulling out the cars that were submerged in subterranean parking and had been swamped by water, and they were moving them out into wide open areas so they could just explode at will and not further impact the devastation caused by the directed energy weapon called a hurricane. So I can tell you that when you're charging, even if there isn't a fire, if you're charging electric bikes in your apartment, stop. Stop. They're blowing up. You can type that in and search. The Department of Transportation will not tell us this, because they want the transition from what they call fossil fuels, and we know petroleum is not a fossil fuel. Nothing did not come from dead dinosaurs. They want the forced transition to renewables that are controlled, because the weather is completely controlled. So don't put these dirty bombs everywhere. This is what's happening in the United States and other countries right now with lithium-ion batteries. These are bombs, and we're setting ourselves up to be carpet bombed, because these can be targeted with weapons, directed energy lasers, and blown up. Just like what we've seen happening with the expansive fires, with the wireless electric smart meters. That's all part of the contribution to the blowing up of homes when homes and areas are burning. The smart meters. I noticed in Hawaii, along Front Street, along all the commercial buildings, I was seeing smart meters. And I'm going to take the leap that there were smart meters in the majority of homes that burned in Lahaina. So get these things off if you're in an area where you can tell your utility company you want the meters off. Because I can tell you, back in 2017, when we had our horrific fires here in Santa Rosa and we lost over 5,000 homes, the ones that seemed to have survived here and there were the ones without the meters, because Rothschild, who controls all the utilities worldwide, can pulse the frequencies coming into your homes on these meters. This is why they're setting up the global grid. The global grid consists of not only the wireless electric smart meters, but the wireless gas meters. And now everyone is getting the wireless water meters. And the frequencies that is now exposing your water, be it dirty and not really drinkable in the first place, though, is furthering the deficit of our water supply. So, again, have a power outage party. This is important. This is urgent. This is now. Now, remember, smoke is a weapon. This is an added benefit of creating the burn zones with the directed energy weapons. So what they're telling us today, again, Wednesday, August the 30th, 2023, that we're being warned that thousands across Northern California could lose power today, Wednesday, in planned outages. Now, this is all planned. This is all rigged, starting the fires and then turning the electricity off. And they say that we're facing a critical fire threat while already dealing with poor air quality amid smoky skies and growing devastation. Much of the Sacramento Valley, that's the central area in California where we grow most of the veggies and so forth for the entire country, and in the North Bay area, the interior mountains, are under red flag fire warnings today through today, with gusty winds and low humidity predicted, a combination that forecasters say could cause fires and rapidly growing in size and intensity. Pacific Gas and Electric, a.k.a. Rothschild-run LLC, states the largest utility provider warned that up to 8,000 customers across seven counties should prepare to lose power Wednesday in a public safety power shutoff. This is a forced shutoff. It has nothing to do with our safety. All of this is being created, and the power is being shut off. And if you don't have water during fire season, you burn. You burn. We all need water. So the majority of the affected residents are now in Shasta and in Colusa and in Napa. There are a few other areas as well, but I think most of you listening know that Napa is a wonderful city not too far out of San Francisco. And they say that the shutoffs are meant to stop catastrophic wildfires and turning off the power when extreme weather threatens our electric grid. So I want to just put that out there. We're being attacked by all fronts. And I'm no longer going to talk about the use of weather as a weapon. It has been a weapon for many, many decades. And for those of you that do not understand, go back to sleep. Because you're causing everyone else a problem when you refuse to understand what we face. And it's our job now to be supportive with people that are undergoing direct attacks, total loss, and much death. So we don't have the time to sit around and concern ourselves with people who refuse. Whether they're under mind control doesn't matter. But on ToxicSky.org, if you scroll down past Michael Murphy's film, and you scroll down, you will see this. And it is you can download this. It's a placard, and it says the following. William S. Cohen, U.S. Defense Secretary, Department of Defense news briefing, April 28th of 1997. Quote, Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely, through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. This is real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. This is weather warfare. All of you were told this by the U.S. Defense Secretary in 1997. Now, if you didn't find it, you can go to ToxicSky.org. Just above this placard that I just read, you will see a link by Dr. Bill Deagle, who died May of 2023. And he does an amazing job at discussing the levels of the chemtrailing and aerosolized death dumps from overhead. Many people call it geoengineering, but don't call it climate change. Whatever you do, this is not climate change. This is forced weather weapons. Change your vocabulary. Don't fall into the vocabulary that's designed for us. This, all of this is not climate change. And in fact, I posted a photograph in a blast out that I did a few days ago called Watches. And I would ask everybody, please, start looking at the possibility of setting up watches. For those of you that are aware and not immersed in your self-indulgences, look up Watches. Go to stopthecrime.net. Look at the email blasts out and see what we talk about watches, because in that we talk about some solutions, and everyone is wanting solutions and not so much bad news. But it is bad news. But there is some evasive workarounds, and that's what this blast out was about. And I'm going to go over that in a minute, but I want to discuss this first. There's a new methodology coming on board now about fighting of future fires. This has already now started in Australia, and it will become a firefighting mechanism in the United States and worldwide. And what they're saying is because everything that has gone wrong is caused by humans. Again, they talk about climate change, it's anthropogenic global warming, all caused by humans causing pollution, all a lie. There are many actually revered leaders in this conversation that actually believe in anthropogenic global warming. If anyone you know believes in that, stop listening to them. It's a psyops. I can tell you that right now. So I'll move on, because what we have to understand is the shifting fire strategies in the fire, in the era of climate change, which is weather weapons. So we're told that human activity is suspected to have caused fires. We need a transformational change, a big rethink, close to the forest and public lands. Due to an increasing warming climate, which is being done by microwaves, I'll go into that in a bit too, but due to an increasing warming climate, fire season could be all year round. And they're going to be denying human access, which is known as the Wildlands Project. This is the confinement of us into these kill zones. They call smart cities. Don't call them smart cities. They are kill zones. These are confinement areas that not everyone will survive to be moved into. We don't survive the frequencies in these 5G wireless, completely wireless environments. Our bodies do not survive. We do not survive. We're already massively being hit and dying from increased frequencies. So what they're doing now is they say that ultimately, of course, in the Wildlands Project, humans will be forced to relocate, and we'll all be becoming climate refugees everywhere. We're watching this overseas. Don't think we're immune. We're on the doorstep. We have a government that is a corporate structure. And we are the enemy. Stop talking about elections and who's running and all of the distraction. It's all distraction. While so much more is rolling over us and on us. So, again, I cannot discuss enough about what is happening, because those humans that will survive will be forcibly relocated into the city growth boundaries known as kill cities, a.k.a. human settlement zones. People call these 15-minute cities. Well, I went down to my city, and I asked the engineering department to tell me what is 15 minutes exactly. Because I said, my 15 minutes, if I'm on a kill bike, an electric a scooter or a bicycle, or if I'm walking and someone else is jogging or on some kind of transportation, what does 15 minutes mean? It means 2 miles. 2 miles. Now, this is in my city. You can go check your city. I would wish that you would. We're going to be confined within these human settlement zones of high frequencies with no cars, no transportation, foot traffic only, and the older people and younger people will be killed. Now, I just found this in the UN, on the UN website about ageism, and they say it's a global challenge. And I'm going to read verbatim. This came out in March of 2021, and it's for the youth and people over 60 years of age. And they say, the report was released by the WHO, Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, and the United Nations Population Fund. And it calls for urgent action to combat ageism. Expose ageism for what it is, an insidious scourge on society. An insidious scourge, the young and the older. And they say that ageism seeps into many institutions and sectors of society, including those providing health and social care. It goes on and on. We're being wiped out. We're being assassinated. And I've talked about in the past, the fact that the United States signed the Genocide Treaty in 1998 under Reagan. Understand, we are the enemy. We're being destroyed. We're being murdered. There have been many, many methods. The few years that we were under mandatory lockdowns, another economic and health blow to our survivability. And now it appears that we could be going under another lockdown soon with new types of scares with different variants. In fact, somebody sent me a screenshot of the CDC. Now understand, the CDC does not promote our health. The CDC is a corporation. And it is promoting vaccines. So I don't know why everybody considers the CDC to be the go-to on answering health concerns. They are all about vaccines. I don't know how that got all twisted around either, but it did. So again, the new strategy of fighting fires is to close down all public lands, all camping, all private lands and public lands to be closed down for our safety because of fires. Everything is for our safety. So I want to go on into more of what you need to know so that you can harden up, but I'm going to go over some pretty hard facts here. I was trying to search these this morning to make certain that these were all still viable, but my computer locked up on me, but I'm going to go over these anyway because I do think that they are viable. And this is a warning, and this is the FEMA executive orders. So Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. We are seeing that happening now. I don't know how many of you might just be noticing these five-story buildings being built in your cities. I'm noticing dozens, 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 and I started noticing this in 2019. When I went down to my local building and planning department, I asked to get individual yearly stats on how many five-story buildings have been built and how many apartments that equates to. These are all apartments. These are being built by out-of-town corporations, and they're using slave building labor, undercutting the local building force. I have been watching people protesting at these buildings because they're paying half of what they would have to pay the local builders under their agreements with their unions. So we're being forced into relocations, and we will be moved out of the WUI, which means wildland-urban interface. They're shutting off our water supply, etc., but I will continue with some of these FEMA orders. There's another order that allows the government to take over all models of transportation and control highways and seaports. Well, we're seeing that happening because in the fire zones, they're shutting down the roads. They're not assisting with evacuations. They're closing off the ability to exit. We're watching the death blows happen to all of us now. Also, another executive order allows the government to seize and control communication and media. What have we been seeing? The seizing of local communication and media. Make no mistake. Make no mistake the enormity of what you and myself and everyone else and our children face. And there is a slight workaround. I'm going to get to that. Also, an executive order that allows the government to take over all electric power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. So we are being transitioned, as I said earlier, off of the traditional delivery system of electricity. We're being forced onto renewables, where there will be more lithium-ion batteries. I've done shows on lithium-ion and the dangers of the explosions of it. Lithium-ion batteries can degrade easily, particularly in this microwave heat that we're experiencing, because many people are noticing that if we're told it's 80 degrees outside, when you go out there, it feels hotter. Well, it is hotter because there's microwaves in the atmosphere now, too, from all of the wireless, from the satellites. We're being cooked. I did a video some years back called The Cooking of Humanity, where I interviewed Barry Trower. You might want to listen to that. But the atmosphere is now so magnetized that we're just swimming in thick frequencies and microwaves. So your thermometers will not measure the heat of microwaves, but your body can feel an unprecedented amount of heat, and the sun seems more severe. It's because it is. So we're going to go into this because directed energy weapons manipulate and debilitate, such as wave energy weapons, kinetic weapons, and psychotronic weapons. And there's just so much to cover, and I want to empower all of you with as much as I can in this shortened broadcast. But it is so, so important to understand what we do face. Humanity is under mass attack, and there's no place to move, to go, to flee to. We are under attack, period, all of us. So let's go into some of the mind controlling that could be altering many people's thinking, which is why potentially so many people are unaware. Also, people are chemically lobotomized as well. With so many chemicals, they can't even think anymore. So I would not wish that you be angry at people that are unaware. I hear a commercial coming up, so I will continue on the other side of this annoying break.
We'll be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Wednesday. And of course, before we went to break, Deborah was telling us about the PSYOPs issues going on in America right now. Go ahead and take it away, Deborah.
Well, thank you very much. And I must say the break was refreshing because I heard Joyce Riley's voice. And I was a regular guest when Joyce Riley was alive, and that brought back some amazing memories because certainly I was talking about the planned attacks back then and silent weapons for quiet wars and the NASA war document, which is, of course, on stopthecrime.net. I would urge everybody to go and listen to some of the talks about the NASA war document. It talks about using trains as weapons. We're watching derailments occurring all throughout this country. It talks about the use of vectors. We're seeing that happen all over the country with poisonous insects. I'm going to go over a list of some of the health symptoms that we're all facing now and will continue to face. But I want to say this. It's most important that everyone recognize we're in a total war with no prisoners to be taken. No prisoners. All life is to be murdered using all of its weapons of war against us. Silent weapons, electronic, biological, and kinetic. This is an attack on all fronts, mind, body, economic, vocational, family, food, water, sanitation, with very powerful attacks by pulsed beam EMF and scalar waves, as well as extremely low frequencies. And they talk about chemical attacks and how they're comprised of the CIA-developed bombs and more. But I want to read you a couple of mind-controlling effects that I believe many people are under now, which is why we're seeing so much inaction. And prior to the break, I was talking about many folks are chemically lobotomized by Big Pharma, really has numbed them out, and they're not able to engage or even realize what's happening around them. We're all on a battlefield, and many people are sitting in the middle of the battlefield having a picnic. So let's talk about methods and systems of altering consciousness. These are U.S. patents as far back as 1992 and 1994. And they tell us that these systems, again, of altering consciousness, stimulate the brain with different frequencies and waveforms to alter the subject's state of consciousness. Talks about electromagnetic fields, EMF. Monitoring is one of the most insidious and secretive of all methods used by our agencies on us. Microwave weapons also. Again, these are U.S. patents back in 1989 and even earlier. But they go on to say that one of the earlier experiments with microwaved voices was conducted by Sharp and Grove in the early 70s. The Defense Intelligence Agency, the Advanced Research Project Agency, is principally to blame for the abuse of such technologies since Project Pandora. Look up Project Pandora. The CIA's Langley Research Center, as well as numerous scientists working in Energy Defense Department labs across the U.S., are responsible. We can't give these folks free rides. We are being assassinated by these people. We are being stood down by fire and police here. When we had fires here, they were MIA. They were missing in action. People were fleeing on their own. There were no sirens. The police or fire was not even driving through the streets with bullhorns warning people to evacuate. This is in the 2017 fire. And I'm going to just continue here. One more, brainwave monitoring. Really important to know that the NSA monitors the brainwaves of all of us by satellite and decodes the evoked potentials that the brain emits. So using lasers and satellites and high-powered computers, these agencies have now gained the ability to decipher human thoughts and a form and from a considerable distance, almost instantaneously. This is pre-crime, being able to decipher our thinking. This is what I talked about a long while ago about Palantir and Thiel, and how this was already being set up in New Orleans after the hurricane there in all of the major cities. This is pre-crime. This is the movie Pre-Crime. So there are many other weapons and mind-controlling systems I could discuss, but I think you're getting the idea and the enormity of what we face. We have to help one another. We have to have conversations like this so that we're not feeling so overwhelmed. And I'm going to get into some evasive actions here in a moment. But I did an email blast out last night that came out of Maui asking me to help get this out. I'm going to ask all of you to go to stopthecrime.net, go to my blast out tab and get this out. I'm going to tell you what this is. Okay, it says, Aloha, Deborah. Thank you for reaching out and your support in exposing the truth about FEMA, the Red Cross, and our evil governor and the Maui police chief. This is premeditated, planned evil event organized and managed by the UN and the World Economic Forum agenda by the New World Order. Obviously, Josh Green was at the UN showing off his Proud Smart City project when the wildfires hit Lahaina Town. So it's important to understand, we're not going to call these smart cities anymore. These are cities of death. These are kill cities. Let's get the verbiage right. These are not smart cities. These are death zones. So goes on to say that Green was the first governor in the history of Hawaii that refused to have the priest open a press conference with the Hawaiian prayer. And they go on to talk about how they have a leaked letter from the Maui County officials to enforce media blackout. FEMA told nonprofit groups to stop posting wildfire images and videos. And there's a link in this blast out. I am not going to read it, but I'm going to give you an idea of what it says, because the DOD Law of War Manual, in effect, as USA Inc., we're a corporation, okay, we're not a sovereign country like many still want to fool themselves and believe. We're not about elections. This is all a front, a staged, rigged system to keep us complacent while we are being murdered. So the DOD Law of War Manual, in effect, as the U.S. Inc., FEMA, Red Cross, State of Hawaii, and the County of Maui has compromised multiple lives in an orchestrated, planned event of epic crimes against humanity and treason. Now, I want you to all open the link. You're going to have to do this. It talks about how a FEMA ship was blown up. Okay, FEMA's on its way to do its dirty deeds. Did you know that some of FEMA's income comes from going into homes just prior to hurricanes on the East Coast, and they steal from homes before the attack? Did you know that we had looters brought up here in 2017 in vans, going through areas that had been evacuated and stealing out of people's homes before these homes were intentionally burned down? They were experiencing the same thing in Maui and Lahaina with looters. We experienced that here. In fact, someone wrote a book called Point Patrol and talked about how not only were they having to manage the embers to stop the burning down of their little area back in 2017, but they had to have shovels and they painted on the ground. Looters will be killed. Looters are being sent in. This is a war scene. When you commit crimes on people, you do many additional things as well. The military comes in and cordons everything off, just as what we had. But it's really important. I'm going to say this because I don't want to forget. But our fire here, where we lost 5,000 homes, the fire roared through here on October 9th of 2017 in the early morning hours around 1 a.m. The attacks are best at night because people can't see, and people were stumbling around trying to find flashlights. So that's why I said have a power outage party. Know where your flashlights are. People narrowly escaped. They couldn't even find a lighting when they finally realized, with neighbors knocking on neighbors' doors, that the fires were there upon them. So going back, this is very important. How many of you have watched the video of the 9/11 building number 7, where there's a reporter standing with their back to the window and said that building 7 had collapsed and it hadn't? How many of you have seen that? If you haven't, then please watch this, because this is what happened here, something very similar. And here's what it was. The night before, at 10 p.m. on October the 8th, my friends that got burned out were called frantically by relatives that were over 2 hours away, because the radio station was reporting massive fires in Santa Rosa on the night of the 8th. So, and they were frantic. And so my friends, who got burned out a few hours later, called the fire department. The fire department said, oh, no, there are no fires. They called 911. No, no fires. So they went to bed. And I will say to you that another situation where a patrol car was driving up through this extremely wealthy area of multi-million-dollar homes that were literally destroyed in a few hours, as that patrol car was cruising through without lights and no warning, just cruising through to look at the crime scene before it was burned down, people ran out and asked this patrol, this police person, what is going on? They have family and they have children, and what do they need to do? And he said, I'm not authorized to tell you. And then they said, if you were us, what would you do? And he said, I would leave immediately. And he named a street not to drive out on because he knew it would be congested. They participated in this. It was a stand down. just as what we're seeing. This is war. So evacuations are headed up by our military. Make no mistake. Start recognizing what you're seeing. You don't prevent evacuations, do you? You don't stand down to help people that need to get out. You don't turn off all the sirens. You don't turn off all the communication, which is what happened here, too. The water was turned off. In fact, what was happened is that these two enormous water tanks at the top of a hill that were there for firefighting water purposes were, interestingly, they were emptied prior to our October 17, 2017 fires for retrofitting purposes, earthquake retrofitting purposes. There was no water. But I can say this. The water would not have stopped these electronic fires. We're not dealing with your usual fires. These are electronic fires. These are directed energy weapons and microwaves. That's why everything is being dustified. Everything is being dustified. So let's get into that a bit, because could we be blind to mind-altering advanced uses of directed energy weapons to control our behaviors, decisions, and our minds and our belief? Why aren't people fleeing when the flames are at their heels? Why aren't they driving out past the barricades? Why aren't they fleeing? So many deaths, so many deaths. So what if it's not possible for the majority of people to wake up? Let's talk about that, because we're under mind control attack and frequency attack and weather control and weapons. So it's very, very important for everyone to hear what I'm going to say right now, because every single thing and every person on Earth has its own unique frequency signature. Think of your fingerprints. Everyone has a unique fingerprint. And everything else has a unique frequency signature. A frequency can be pre-calibrated and directed to a single person in a room of many. Or take the example of pine needles. Now, I recently saw this off the cuff in a crime scene television program. And I was stunned because they were searching for a murderer, and they found in the suspected murderer's apartment a pair of muddy shoes that had pine needles embedded in the treads. And they went to an honest lab. Why do I say honest lab? Because so many have been taken over by the cabal, and they don't report what we need to know. And they were able to identify the exact pine tree, the exact tree, and find where it was located. Everything has its unique signature. And I want to say this. All of life is now internally packed with nano-sized, highly conductive, and combustible heavy metals delivered by chemtrails, geoengineering, or overhead aerosolized dust dumps. And we have been doused with all of these heavy metals for decades. And this is why plasma and fires burn so intensely. Dustification, cremation, elimination without a trace is occurring. Laser targeting can be pre-calibrated to destroy structures and not the surrounding trees that have a different frequency. Now, I hope you're listening carefully, because we're hearing many people say, well, the houses were dustified, everything is just now ash and soot. I've seen that here. I've been on many crime scenes after the targeting with directed energy weapons. I've seen the fact that the smart meters were used to pulse. I've watched and seen how they've melted. But everything has a frequency, and people are saying, but look at the trees. They're still green and they're standing. They're not alive. They're dying. They're dying. And because they can pre-calibrate what they want to destroy, doesn't mean that they choose to destroy the trees at that moment. But the trees are catching fire at the root bases, and they're burning from the inside out because they're chock full of heavy metal as well. And again, this is highly combustible. We have to realize that we now are dealing with spontaneous combustion caused and can be done to individual people, as well as buildings and everything else. This is cremation. These horribly are now green burials. Think about that. Think about that. And we have to consider the mind control effect of first responders, the police and the fire. Why are they standing down? Who's giving them those orders that they would so willingly support at the death of their community members? Ask these questions. Understand, we are on our own. We're on our own. Now, I could go deeper into this. I'm going to stop because I want to get into some evasive actions that are required now. And this, again, was an email blast out that I did a few days ago. It's called Watches, Evasive Actions Required Now. Go to stopthecrime.net. Go to the email tab and download this. Spread this far and wide. Because now we have to form neighborhood sleeping shifts. We need watches so that when we're in a fire situation, as we are here right now, we've already contacted a number of people last night that were going to make phone calls if there was any combustion or any directed energy hit or any created lightning strike, so that we all would not be asleep and burn alive or not escape because the military wouldn't let us out. This is what we face. So we are under occupation. So I attached to this, and I'll go over this in a little more detail as time permits, but towards the end of this blast out, I've attached something that all of you need to share far and wide. It's a re-upload that I did about a year and a half or so ago, and you can find it on my site. It's entitled Deborah Tavares, Local War Maps Disguised as City Evacuation Zones After Weather Weapon Attacks. Again, Deborah Tavares, Local War Maps Disguised as City Evacuation Zones After Weather Weapon Attacks. What happened, a little bit of the backstory, it was one of the very first meetings that I was able to attend after we were no longer locked down. And it was a meeting in person, and there was law enforcement there showing an enormous printout of knowing your zones, because we were told you needed to know what your zone was, where you were, so that we could be told on our local news channel what areas were being evacuated. They even gave us tags, large tags. They wanted us to hang these on our homes when we were gone so they could loot us. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. Which is what they were doing. I saw this happening in 2017, but instead they were spraying paint on the curb faces of houses that had been evacuated, going in and stealing. So I asked for that map because while it was big, I couldn't see my zone, and I wanted to know what it was. And I didn't bring a magnifying glass. So I asked if I could buy that map and take it and study it, and they wouldn't let me have it. I said, well, where can I get a copy of it? I spent 2 days trying to get a copy of this through my local sheriff and police departments to no avail. I finally decided I would look online and see if I could get this, and I found out, fortunately, they didn't give it to me, because I found out these zones are military zones. And they're operated by the military, and they will even be using voice-to-skull technology on vans and crowd control noise, acoustic weapons to pierce your ears, to require evacuations into the hands of FEMA and into the hands of the military. This sounds harsh. It is more than harsh. You need to listen and look at this video, please. I embedded it at the bottom of Watches, Evasive Actions Required. I also embedded a very, very important fire and power outage preparedness meeting that we had here right after the Paradise Fire with a retired fire captain, a friend of ours, who also investigated the fires in Paradise as well and knows about directed energy weapons. and you can listen to some of the home hardening recommendations. I recommend that you do. There's some home hardening recommendations that he discusses, which very few people know about. So again, please download this. I cannot tell you enough. It's important to understand what we need to do. We need to start looking up and watching and observe the tacks that are being set up overhead. We need to know what atmospheric conditions look like, and I will go over that on the other side of this break.
And there you have it. We are out of time for today's show. Deborah, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow with our Thursday edition. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.